Like, we have something going here. We're building something special, and, you know, you can see it from the outside and inside. It's even more beautiful.
The point of having a bunch of Ferraris and keep them in the garage, you know, like, take them out to the track, so.
Once a Giant, always a Giant. For me, it's only a Giant.
Welcome, everybody, to a special edition of All In with Art Stapleton, a New York Giants podcast brought to you by NorthJersey.com and The Record. It is mock draft time. We're going to go through my mock draft. Want to give you insight as to where we were. We'll do it in order from pick one to the sixth round where the Giants are currently. And I'll give you some insight as to what was on the board at the time and which direction I went and why I went. So right off the bat, here's how the first five picks went. Caleb Williams to the Bears, Jaden Daniels, surprise at number three. Marvin Harrison Jr. went to the Patriots. They bypassed a quarterback, which sets everything up the rest of going up into the Giants. So the Cardinals took Malik Nabers, and then the Chargers with a little bit of a surprise. Thought they might go offensive line, Joe Alt. Jim Harbaugh has talked a lot about building the offensive line out there in L.A. Instead, they went with Rome Odunze. So right away for the Giants, it takes out the three top receivers. And with the Giants sitting in that situation at number six, it's kind of an interesting thing because you've got now Drake May, who nobody expects to be at that point, and J.J. McCarthy still on the board. You've had no trades at this point. So what do you do? Well, I got three trade offers in that spot, and I'm going to run them down for you and let you know which one I picked. I had one from the Raiders. They offered me the 13th overall pick and number 44 in the second round for my sixth overall pick and 107, which is the fourth round pick for the Giants. Now, Minnesota came in with the 11th overall pick and the 23rd overall pick in the first round, and they wanted 6 and 47 in the second round, which is the Giants' current second rounder. I didn't take either one of those picks because I didn't want to move that far away. At that point, I feel as though the Giants have May and McCarthy in their mix, that they will take that quarterback if they're there at 6. So, similar to what Joe Shane did with Evan Neal and Ike Ekwonu back in his first draft, I know I'm getting one of them, and I believe the Giants will look at May and McCarthy and say, you know what, we like both of them for different reasons. Let's roll the dice here a little bit. I know that's rare to do for a quarterback, but that's what I did here. And I took a trade from the Tennessee Titans, who wanted to move up one spot, and they offered a swap. They gave me 38 overall, which is second round pick, a pretty low second round pick as well. And that was for my third round pick, 70th overall with the Giants. And I took that deal because I felt as though just moving one spot, I'm going to get either May or McCarthy. I'm going to get an earlier second round pick. I'm going to keep my second round pick, my existing second round pick, and that's going to allow me to get a better player in that second round that I had given up that second rounder in the Brian Burns deal. So I made the deal. Tennessee comes up and gets Joe Alt, Notre Dame offensive tackle, and that now leaves me with Drake May and J.J. McCarthy, and I went Drake May. Now, I could have gone McCarthy as well, but I wasn't necessarily worried that all of a sudden Tennessee was going to flip the pick to somebody to take Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. So I ended up going with Drake May. You're hearing a lot of things in the league now that, you know, he's not as polished as the other quarterbacks. He gambles too much. The way I look at it, he's got a big arm. He makes plays. He's athletic. And he's only 21 years old. If the Giants are going to follow through on their plan this year to have Daniel Jones and or Drew Lock take most of the snaps as QB1, they're going to look to essentially redshirt the rookie unless the rookie comes in and is completely ready to go. I'm taking Drake May. I could have taken J.J. McCarthy, but I think the Giants will be very, very happy if Drake May is on the board at number 6. That now moves us to the second round and the pick I ended up getting from Tennessee in that trade, number 38 overall. I was a little surprised. At this point, I'm going into the second round thinking I have to get a wide receiver if they're there, and I really want to get a corner. You know, I need a corner that I feel as though can step in early and really contribute in this secondary, because I believe there's a better chance of getting a free agent that's still left on the board after the draft at safety than I do at corner. So I went with Xavier Leggett from South Carolina. Talked to him a little bit the other day with Turbo Miller down at South Carolina. I think Leggett has a very good chance at being a wide receiver one early in his career. I think he'll fit well. He's got size, and I think he can run the whole route tree. There's a lot to like with Leggett. So I'm taking a wide receiver at number 38. Some of the guys that went before, the three picks before, Patriots took Bo Nix, Ladd McConkey went, Tyler Guyton went from Oklahoma, and the extra one right before the Giants picked, Xavier Worthy, the wide receiver from Texas, went. And still on the board, the three picks after I took Leggett were Keon Coleman, wide receiver, who went to the Panthers, TJ Tampa, a corner from Washington, and went to Washington, and then Cooper Beebe, a guard from Green Bay. Now I've got the Giants' current second round pick, number 47. And I've stuck with this guy since the combine. And yeah, maybe there's a little local bias, but Max Melton from Rutgers has been on the ascension since the combine. And he's really turned himself into an early day two pick. I like Melton to come in. He can play on the outside. He can play in the nickel. He can be a special teams fiend. Blocked four punts in college. And I think Melton would fit very nicely in this secondary. So that was my pick at 47. The three picks before, Michael Penix went 44th to the Raiders. A little surprised Penix lasted that long. Darius Robinson, the pass rusher from Missouri, and Tavondre Sweat from Texas, defensive tackle. All three of those went off the board before the Giants picked with Melton. The guys after, Braylon Trice, an edge, Ennis Rankishaw from Mississippi State, the corner, is the other guy that I was considering between Melton and him. And then that was pretty much all the guys that were on my board for that second round pick for the Giants. So Max Melton from Rutgers. Now, I gave away my third round pick in the trade with Tennessee to get that extra second round pick. I'll deal with that flop anytime to move up from the third round all the way up to 38. That allowed me to get Leggett, who I don't believe would be there with my second round pick. So now we sit in round four, and I doubled up at corner because I like the player. I'm going to go with the talent in this spot, 107 overall. I went with Andrew Phillips from Kentucky, similar to Melton, could play inside, can play outside, might even play a little safety in three safety packages that Shane Bowen may bring to the Giants. A little different than what Wink Martindale used as his three safety package. But I like Phillips a lot. The Giants are meeting with him. I should mention the Giants had 30 visits. Well, Melton was there for the local pro day, so it wasn't a 30 visit, but they met extensively with him at the combine and at his pro day at Rutgers. They're having a 30 visit with Phillips, and I think that's an interesting indicator for Joe Shane. They've brought guys into the building, those day two, day three picks, even early day three, that they've brought in the building and want to check out. Some of that is checking the medical out if they weren't at the combine, but for the guys that were at the combine, it's certainly an interest. It's something that the Giants have done in the past, the last 2 years, and I think they'll continue again. So the picks that went before it, Audric Estime, who we talked about on last week's show, had him on. He ended up going in. A center went off the board. Giants aren't going to be looking for a center. Bortolini, they're not looking in that spot. They've got John Michael Schmitz, a couple other corners, but I liked Phillips from Kentucky. I thought that was great value in that spot, and there's nothing wrong with doubling up at a corner. I think Cordell Flott will have a chance this year. This is the year that Flott has to step up. He's still one of the youngest players in his given class. I believe he's only 22, which is amazing considering he's already had 2 years in the league. So I think Flott mixes in to that position. And then I like the idea of having Melton and then Phillips. So that's where we're at. The guys that were on the board, and I don't think the Giants are going to draft a safety, but they could. There were a couple safeties on the board that I really considered instead of Phillips. Javon Bullard from Georgia, Jaden Hicks from Washington State. Those are two guys who I can absolutely see the Giants taking if they're there at 107 instead of Phillips. And then Michael Pratt ended up getting drafted there from Tulane. Washington did a back-to-back taking quarterbacks in the same draft. We know they did that back with RG3 and Kirk Cousins. So it'd be interesting to see a new regime in Washington take another quarterback. But that's where we're at after the fourth round. Round five. You know, I really think you're looking for value here. You're looking for a player that can contribute, but also can be developed. So you're looking for a skill set. And with the 166th pick, I took Theo Johnson, tight end from Penn State. Might end up going a little earlier, but in this mock, he was available. I like the fact that, you know, Johnson gives the Giants a little coverage for that athletic tight end, that pass-catching tight end. If Darren Waller ends up retiring, which is still on the table, the Giants are dealing with that uncertainty. They've got to move forward the best they can. They brought in several inline blockers at tight end in free agency on economical deals. I think Johnson would be a guy that can replace Waller. So I went Johnson. The picks before it, Keith Randolph, a defensive tackle from Illinois. This is actually a spot where I was looking at defensive tackle. I thought that would be another pick. I don't believe the Giants. I'm not sold that they're going to take a running back now that they've signed Turbo Miller. I think they'll sign more of a veteran to come in and really contribute early on with Singletary. If they do draft a running back, it'll be somebody that they have to really like and they believe can be a big part of this moving forward. After the Giants picked Isaac Guarando from Louisville, I think he's kind of similar to Turbo Miller, so I didn't go this route. Had him on my previous mock. Javon Foster, who's an offensive tackle from Missouri, and then a defensive tackle that I really liked and I really thought about it, Gabe Hall from Baylor. That would have been my pick instead of Theo Johnson, but I went with the tight end in that spot. There is some familiarity. The Giants know Penn State. Also, Brian Dable's son, Christian, who's on staff, spent time as an offensive analyst at Penn State. So there's definitely familiarity with Theo Johnson. Now to the final pick for the Giants in the sixth round. Overall, I needed a defensive tackle if there was talent. I trust Andre Patterson and Brian Cox up front to develop guys. So might be looking for a little bit more raw talent. I do think the Giants need to add a defensive lineman in free agency after the draft. I went with Christian Boyd, defensive tackle, Northern Iowa. I think he could go earlier because of his skill set. Very talented, very athletic. Giants are having him in for a 30 visit. Obviously, as I told you earlier, that is a flag that gets planted. If the Giants bring you in for a 30 visit with this regime, there is interest. Now, it's always possible that they bring you in for a visit and it's to eliminate you as a prospect. That is possible, that they want to see something, confirm it, and confirm it that why they won't take you. But I don't believe that's the case with Christian Boyd. I like him in this spot. I don't believe the Giants will look for an edge, but Mo Camara was still on the board. Still had Jalen Coker, wide receiver from Holy Cross, who I liked, and CJ Hansen, who I've taken in multiple mock drafts the last couple weeks. I left him off, but I do think that they could go CJ Hansen if they go an offensive line spot here in the sixth round. So there you have it. That's my mock draft. We got one more to go. We'll go the day before the actual NFL draft. We'll do our final Giants-only mock draft. We'll see how different things are. I've got a lot of players that are still in my mix that I've had through the first four mock drafts that I've done. There rarely has been a guy that I hadn't picked previously. That just shows you who I like for the Giants and who I believe that they're looking at. So that's our mock draft. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you keep checking out all our coverage on NorthJersey.com and listening to All In with Art Stapleton on all your favorite podcast platforms and on YouTube.